I want to reference something you mentioned at the very end of your comments here today, talking about the conservation portion of the farm bill and the new funding that we really don't know where that's going. What kind of a sense are you getting of where conservation and climate fit into the next farm bill and those discussions?
Well, conservation is so important. Climate is so important. On the other hand, you have to have some common sense. The Farm Bill has the conservation part of it, but also the most important part is making sure that we have the tools for those that are actually involved in growing things so they can continue to give us the cheapest, safest food supply of any place in the country. So we're going to be monitoring. To be honest, I don't know that anybody really knows what they're planning on doing with those conservation dollars. But we're going to hold their feet to the fire.
Okay. I also want to circle back on the timeline for the next farm bill. You got a question in this round table. Will the next bill get done in 2023?
My commitment, I know John Senator Hovind's commitment also, is to get this done in 2023. This is about giving the farmers the stability, the reassurance that they're going to have in place the programs that they need to make it such that they can go to the bank and borrow the money that they need to go forward. And so we're committed to doing that. On the other hand, we're not going, if the administration throws out a bunch of crazy stuff, we're simply not going to go down that path. And so we're working really hard to be out and about with the producers, all the producers, and again, including conservation, making sure that we're getting good input so that we can come up with something that satisfies all the regions of the countries, all the various producers, and we want a record number of votes in the next farm bill in 2023.
Did I hear you correctly? I'm going to transition here a bit, still farm bill related. Did I hear you correctly in this roundtable today that you were hoping for a more permanent disaster program in the next farm bill?
Yes, I don't really know what that's going to look like.
That was my question. You know, what does that look like? Yeah, what kind of funding does that take?
I just know right now, because of the climate is changing, in a sense, you know, we're having these 100, 500-year events, you know, every two or three years, it makes it difficult. So we've done good in the sense of getting the resources out to the people who have been affected, but it's in a very haphazard way. And the other problem is it might take 2 years to actually get the money, you know, once the event happens. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm committed to working with all of the stakeholders to come up with a better program. And so we're going to work hard on it.